Our friend Bob Zimmerman echoes me by writing, "Good, the names and addresses of 900 snitches who reported social distancing violations in Missouri on neighbors, friends, fellow employees, and their employers have been revealed publicly as required by the state sunshine law." Bob reports that the quote in the headline, "A gallery of snitches, busybodies, and employees who rat out their own neighbors and employers," was said by the man who requested the information and then posted it online for all to see. It appears these tipsters thought they could make these accusations anonymously without any consequences. Ha! Think again. Our culture and law requires that the accused can see their accuser, or as the Sixth Amendment of the Bill of Rights states, be confronted with the witnesses against him. Now they fear backlash from those they snitched against. Too bad. In fact, I applaud the guy who requested this information and posted it online. During this entire Wuhan flu panic, there has been a lot of social pressure imposed on those that dare disagree with accepted wisdom that COVID-19 is going to kill us all and that we must take extreme measures against it no matter what the cost. It's also been expected that one must be polite in expressing any disagreement, tiptoeing on eggshells in case you might offend them or be accused of wanting to kill people. Enough. It's time to stare these petty dictators in the face and tell them they were wrong and have caused untold harm to many, and if possible, make them feel some pain as well for their bad behavior. Well put it, behindtheblack.com by my good friend Bob Zimmerman. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.